The Apostle Islands lie off the Lake Superior shore of northern Wisconsin. One of the group of 21 is Madeline Island. In the summer, its marina is full of sail and motorboats, part of the thriving tourism business along Lake Superior's south shore. What you won't find are the white, round-hulled fishing boats, which were part of a vibrant commercial fishing business just four decades ago. Dozens of vessels called Wisconsin villages like Port Wing and Cornucopia their home. Now all that remains are Madeline Island Museum displays of old nets and floats, photographs of the people who cast those nets and their vessels, even a replica of part of the front porch of a fishing family's home. These days, commercial fishing on the Wisconsin waters of Lake Superior reflects the fate of the other Great Lakes, overfished, stunted by pollution, and decimated by the Atlantic Ocean predator sea lamprey. Museum curator Steve Kotherman says the Apostle Islands group is a good example. At one time, several fishing villages thrived, including three on Madeline Island.
And each one of those little areas had its own little country school to teach the kids of these primarily Scandinavian immigrants to Madeline Island who were fishing. And they were supplying the big fishing companies like Booth Fisheries out of Chicago, which had a huge presence up here.
Only the village of LaPointe remains on Madeline Island, and it survives on a tourism economy. Kotherman says the fishing industry crashed in the 1960s.
Today, there's just a handful of fishing families in the Apostle Islands area around to Cornucopia, and they supply a lot of the local restaurants. It's almost gone. It's a shame because it's an important part of our history here.
That history is important to David Sater, a minister at Northland College in Ashland, Wisconsin, not just for economic reasons, but because it tells the story of where people of this Great Lakes region come from.
They were sons and daughters of immigrants, Scandinavians, French, Native American, and many of them could trace their fishing ancestry back four, five, six generations. The poem about them says they were men of few words and huge hands, and that's true. They could also be great storytellers if they had enough beer. They lived very hard lives.
Retired Bayfield commercial fisher Bud Bodine was one of those men. He began casting his nets in the 1940s during the peak of this industry.
We decided our own schedules. Well, of course, the lake is the boss. And you had to work with the weather, of course, a lot of times. But it was an independent life, yes.
The trout catch in Lakes Huron in Michigan went from 11 million pounds a year to just 200,000 pounds by the early 1940s. On Lake Superior, the catch declined from 7 million pounds to about 5 million in the 1950s. That trend continued until by 1970, fewer than 500,000 pounds of trout were taken. Bodine lived through the scourge of the sea lamprey.
Like the early 50s, the fishing was real good. We had a lot of trout and whitefish. Up till 58, when the lampreys came, we two, 3 years, and it was all done.
That fast?
They took them down in a hurry, yes.
At one time, Bodine remembers 240 commercial fishing boats operating around the Apostle Islands. Now the state only allows 10 commercial fishing licenses for the Wisconsin waters of Lake Superior. Historian David Satry says losing the old fishing economy is hard, especially since many people who grew up with that way of life still live in the Bayfield area. But he says many people now make their living through tourism.
That history and passages in time means that we will change. We will come and go, but the lake is here.
So with the help of area churches and businesses, this summer Satry resurrected an almost forgotten annual rite, the blessing of the fleet.
And it's angry to see.
Ego te benedicto in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
Amen.
Satry believes the blessing of the fleet ceremony is a way for locals in Bayfield to remember their roots and overcome the bitterness that results when change leaves a regional industry behind.
Fishing is part of the character and identity of the community, and to have that gone is a loss that many still grieve. And it's a hard grief because we know it will never be so again.
May the Lord bless and keep this boat and all who travel upon her. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Satre says it's important to remember those who use the lake's natural resources. At the blessing of the fleet, Satre called out the names of those who've made up that history.
And through the cold mist of Gitche Gumee dawn, you can see them still, cast off. It is so they live among us now, these families who fished the great inland sea. Erickson, Hadland, Durness, and Dahl.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson in Superior, Wisconsin.
Benson, Bodine, Batan.